Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to another edition of Walking on the Sidewalk. I am your host, psychic medium Kevin Baird. I want to say hi, hello, how are you? Here it is, April the 4th, 2014, and we're going to jump straight to the lines. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Hi, hello, my name is Elizabeth.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi. My question is, do you see me having a home move soon?
All right, I'm looking at that. Straight away, I would say in like over the next 90 days, no, but it looks like something might be happening more in September. So look for that then.
Okay.
Yep. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you? What's going on?
Hello.
Hello, yes. How can I help you?
Hi, I just wanted to know what you see. I'm concerned about my love life and work and career. What do you see with regards to either one?
Okay, with work and career, you're going to be very busy, and it looks like you're going to happen into a relationship once your career starts taking that turn, that shift that I see happening. It looks like the end of this month, right around the 1st of May, you could see a lot of changes, new people coming in, part of a merger or something as a part of the group, organization, or company that you work for?
I don't work. I guess
okay.
It's going to be a new job.
Group or organization as well. It could be bowling team or, right? Or,
you see me,
you know,
work? No, by the first week of May.
I do.
Steady work or temp work?
Somebody gives you something to do, because I'm looking at the delegating card associated with the time 7/14, and that talks about someone giving you some work to do, and then people will look at you doing that work and be impressed by the work that you're doing.
All right, maybe it's a temp job. I've been getting temp jobs every now and then, so.
All right, watch for that.
All right,
thank
you.
Yep, take care. Next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you?
Hi.
How can I help you?
First of
What's
all, hello,
on?
How are you?
Good, another day
well,
in paradise.
I know, you just fly right through them. It's so amazing. I'm looking for employment, and I want to see when you see me landing one. I've been interviewing, and I've got one Monday and Wednesday of next week.
All right. Now, it looks like the company that you're going to be going with is going to be winning a court case. So look to see which one is fighting something in the courts or whatever, and they are going to win that court case, and they're going to make a ton of money as a part of that. And that way they'll be hiring people as well.
Huh, that's a lot. Do you see a time frame when I'll be in a job?
Taking a quick look at that. It looks like it might be around the 3rd of May.
That's not bad. Oh, my gosh. That is the best news I've heard. Just keep sending them out and just keep going on. Yeah, in my business, it's a lot of legal stuff anyway, so that doesn't surprise me. So about, you said by, I'm sorry, the first week of May?
Yeah, the 3rd of May is what I'm seeing straight away.
3rd of May, sorry. I'm so excited.
Yep.
Okay, anything else?
That's it.
Kevin,
hang in there.
Have a nice week.
Yep, Let's check next week. Okay, next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you? What's going on?
Hi, I'm Michelle. And I wanted to ask you about what's going on with Juan and I.
Okay. Okay. I'm seeing that Juan is trying to make some things happen that will get his life going, and that it will be awkward for you, and that you might feel like he's stepping on your life, ruining your life, upsetting your life, causing complications, issues, problems, that kind of stuff. But what it's really doing is that he's sort of like taking you through a baptism or a transformation and helping you let go of some of the things in your past that you used to hold on to. Because I'm looking at the planned failures card for you associated with the time 501, and that you can find that on my website by going to templeofgaia.com. And the planned failures card is facing you, so it talks about something that you've had in a perfect place, but it's right on the edge of the shoreline, and that, you know, it could be a tsunami or a big wave or something coming in and knocking it down, and then you're appalled at the universe for doing such a thing. So he's going to come in and help you with something, so ride the wave, basically. He might be a little dramatic, traumatic, issue-ridden, but really what he's doing is he's cleansing the way.
So he is going to help me with what I want, and it's going to be crazy,
yes,
but positive?
Yes, but you have to be ready to be warlike and, you know, be confrontational, but try to, you know, knock back your confrontational desires, because that's really going to transition or, you know, transform you, you know, and bring a metamorphosis for you as well. So ride the wave.
Because we seem to have, like, a calm relationship now. So that's going to change?
Something in his life about a dream becoming a reality, and that everything gets all shook up, and that he needs people to be team players. And it might be taxing you a little bit, but if you hang in there, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. So change is coming, and that it could be this week, next week.
So I'm sorry, I'm helping him or he's helping me? Because I need him to help me.
Yeah, he'll be helping you.
He will be helping me. And one last thing, will I see him in May in person?
Let's see. It could be before then.
It could be
starting as early as Monday. You will see his
Go on, I'm sorry.
As early as Monday. Potentially.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. Hang in there. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Next friend on the line. Hi. Hello. How are you? How can I help you?
Hello. My name is Tierra, and I'm calling from Maryland. And I was calling to find out about my career, my love life, and do you see me moving into another place anytime soon?
Okay. Having a look at that. It looks like someone's going to be flying into town that will be helping you with some kind of move that's coming up, and it looks like you could find yourself moving by the 11th of July. July 11th. I'm not sure what day that falls on, but that's what my sources are saying. And that watch for this person to fly into town. Or if they're in the Air Force or something like that, do they become more present in your life? So yes,
okay,
is the answer to your questions there.
Okay. Do you see anything for my career? Because I just reduced my days to my job, and I want to know where my finances are heading.
Okay. It looks like you're in a job right now?
Yes.
Okay. It looks like you could end up being transferred or switched to another section that may not be too comfortable for you, but it's a move up. So cope with the situation, you know, cope with the transition, and people, you know, friends will be saying, girl, what are you doing going and doing that kind of crazy stuff? Who is she to tell you, or who is he to tell you to go and do that kind of thing? If I were you, I wouldn't be doing that. don't be listening to those people, because they would surely, you know, they smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place.
What kind of work you see me doing? Because I do nails right now. There's really no way for me to move out.
This is one to where you could end up being asked by someone to help run their shop or their store.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so don't limit yourself just because, you know, it's not a corporate structure kind of tier kind of thing. You know, the sky's the limit. Like, we're in an age right now, and that's the theme of our network, which is Main Street Universe, which is where what are people doing now with their skills, their mad skills, kind of crazy skills, to make their life different instead of making the corporation's or the organization's life different, if you see what I'm saying. So be ready to move into something to where you could find yourself in leadership for that.
Oh, okay. And do you see me dating anybody anytime soon?
Not at least through August.
Okay.
Keep your eye on the prize. Focus
right.
on the
well,
money.
Thank you so much.
Yep, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. All right.
Okay, next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm wondering what advice I need to know about the current relationship that I'm in right now.
Okay. Be careful, you know, mobility, watch your step, that kind of stuff. Be cautious, because I'm looking at the mobility card facing you associated with the time 5/12, and then I'm also looking at the permission card associated with the time 2/15, and that's facing you also. And this is talking about you sort of getting a certificate authorization license or something that will sort of take you to the next level from what my sources are saying. And that you could find yourself maybe shifting out of that relationship or taxing it so much that it ends up falling apart. And I'm getting the name like Rodrigo or Roger or something like that as a name for the new person that would be coming in for you if that's not.
What's his name?
Roger or Rodrigo or something. It has a R-O-E or an R-O-G-E or something like that in the name.
I have no idea. And what did you say about the mobility card? That's the advice or whatever?
It's a message to be cautious. Be careful with your steps. You know, step easily, cautiously, that kind of stuff. So don't be rash in making any decisions right now. I would say through the month of April. Once the month of April is done, you're good.
Okay.
All right. Watch for that. Thanks for calling. Okay, next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
This is Ashiel. I know you don't have that much time, so just what everyone tell me, career, love life. I'm listening.
Right. How you doing, Ashiel? All right.
Not bad.
I'm looking at what's going on for you. It looks like someone's going to be coming in to sort of partner with you to expand some kind of business organization or something, because I'm looking at the means card, M-E-A-N-S, associated with the time 7/21, and that's facing away from you. So that talks about the people coming in to your life and that the situation that you're presently in might be falling apart, might be in pieces or something, or not giving it giving you the return you wanted to see. Be open to saying yes to this new invitation for this person coming in.
Okay.
All right.
Any love? Tell me love life?
Nothing through August.
Nothing through August. Okay.
Thank you so much. Yep.
All right.
Bye now. Next friend on the line. Hi, hello. How are you? We got about 45 seconds.
Hi, this is Laura. I just wanted to know if you see anything for a career or a move for me. Or a love life.
Well, I see that you're in a place right now to where you can't see anything happening around you, but there is stuff blooming, because I'm looking at the detached card facing you associated with the time 5/44 and also the first card associated with the time 11/01. And the first card shows a single flower in the whole of the garden, like you have the power to really just bloom and take over this whole thing. So watch for invitations to come up for you to take you in new directions, because you have to say yes to it. It will be awesome for you.
Is that career or love life?
everything. Career starts to segue into love life.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. All right, everybody. Thanks for calling. Had to keep it a short show tonight. Hope to see you here next week. All right. Thanks for calling, and we'll see you again. Take care and hang in there.